Jake with the 130 News.
Thank you. Lick back to Mono.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
So, Dan, a high school that I played a number of sports matches against has decided to change their mascot. This after the high school that I attended, Richland High School, has changed their mascot from the Rebels to the Royals. Yesterday, Keller Independent School District.
Ooh, aren't they Indians?
Indians.
They're out on Indians?
They're out on Indians. Well, they're at least, it's advancing towards that stage. The discussion is being had. And it appears headed that direction.
Huh? There's a few different high schools in Keller, I think. Or a couple. I don't really know. Don't ask me. Don't follow up.
We had Central, which came about when I was already out of the game.
That's a different Keller high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Keller Indians.
It's a burgeoning community.
Yeah, it is. You just wanted to use that word.
Yep.
So, and I'll allow it.
Thank you.
But I mean, dude, back in the same... Stop the music.
Only you can hear that.
What do you do?
That was the loudest one yet.
Oh.
That was a big fart.
Look at him. His leg is propped up and everything.
Bang! Bang!
Don't double bang that. That was a big fart.
Jake's not having it.
Will you apologize to me? You aimed
you
it
want
at
to apologize?
You aimed it at me.
No, I've been sitting like this for a half hour. I didn't...
You were not sitting like that during Business Tuesday.
Turn and aim. Well, I was in my different mode. Now I'm in my relaxed mode.
That was a big fart.
Is that just something that's going to happen in the den? Like, did this happen in the studio? Because if it didn't happen in the studio, that's even more reason to rush y'all's return.
I think he's just a bit comfortable.
I think so, too.
You know? Because I don't do it. You know? Ever.
I eat a lot of broccoli. I'm healthy, sorry.
Do your follow-up about...
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Nature's colon cleanser.
You can't... You don't know my playbook.
I've studied it.
You don't know anything about me.
Anyways, I was going to say...
Would John McKay have stopped down everything if...
That around the same time...
Gloria Campos says...
That we would take a trip over to Keller to square off with the Indians. We would also, around the same time, speaking of areas that have... 10 high schools now that used to have one. Frisco. And that one's been gone for a few years now, right? What are they called now?
What were they? They were the Indians?
No. Short for raccoon.
And yeah, even it's been gone for a few years.
And even that, even then, that one felt like...
Yeah, that was a
Indian.
Tough...
I could see, you know, possibly
right.
Get by with that, but
what raccoons?
Yeah,
just the it's innocent.
Yeah, the Coppell Independent School District has fired a teacher's aide yesterday.
We just have to stop using racist words, or we should just make one word the racist word.
Kind of roll it all up like a slur burrito. Slurrito.
Slur burrito.
Just stop using so many words to be racist.
In Coppell, a teacher's aide...
Or just stop being racist. Maybe we should do that.
That would seem to be an easier fix. A teacher's aide has been fired, accused of an inappropriate relationship with a student. 32-year-old woman charged with sexual assault of a child, indecency with a child, an improper relationship between an educator and a student.
How old's the kid? She's 32?
Don't know. Just no minor. You know, because it's a minor, so they don't really provide details about the juvenile.
Yeah, but if it was like the show A Teacher, they made that line a little blurry. She was exceptionally young. He seemed to be a... Well, he was 18 in that show, right?
Well, again, this woman is 32, and it's at a high school, so I don't know. Oh, you know what? Excuse me. Middle school north, so that I believe
in
Coppell could go up to ninth grade, I believe.
God. Look, if you said high school senior, you're not going, oh, okay, that's fine. But
I'm not doing that
I'm just
in
saying,
any circumstance.
You just think differently if it's a high school senior boy and a 30-year-old lady. You almost give them the luckiest boy in the world award, but...
No, you do.
A middle school. I'm saying the general you. Go ahead. Just commenting on the news.
Well, I was just
laid back.
I was just very laid back. I was just thinking. It does seem like obviously we've had a decrease in certain types of stories over the last year.
Hooray, pandemic!
But now they're back.
Ooh,
and they're horny.
The teachers?
Everybody. You know? Charged up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't help zippers, though.
Okay, that one's better.
I'm working my way up today.
That was a lot better. We're still dealing here in DFW with a shortage of plumbing supplies. There's a story on NBC's website and on their newscast last night about this. And I don't know if you guys are still in the pool pump fail game.
Oh, yeah.
We're I'm in the club pattern. Now.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're in a club and broken pool pump?
Yeah, we thought we were in the clear, but turns out pool guy just hadn't really gone to look.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
We had a similar situation.
Yeah, we're struggling.
Yeah, I think our pool is getting green.
Mine's full on mean green.
Mm-hmm.
Just nature, though, right? You swim in a lake. You can swim in your pool.
Julie doesn't.
Julie won't swim in the lake?
No, I never said that.
I thought you did.
I swim in lakes. It was like Mino and Blake.
Oh,
they're
okay.
The ones that were scared of everything that happens outside.
Blake won't go in a lake.
I don't like to swim in the toilet, so I'll just take a pool.
Yeah, but we're the weird ones.
Would y'all swim in our green pools?
No.
No.
Oh. I was going to invite you over.
This might have been,
like
been when Dan was out. So we learned a couple things about our compadres here. The two of them, they will not eat outdoors, and they will not swim in lakes, ever.
I'm against eating outdoors generally. I'll do it. But if you said pick the patio or pick inside, I'd
just go
inside.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Even on a nice day?
Yeah, it's just wind and stuff. Bugs.
Baby.
Huh?
I said you're a baby. It's so nice to eat outside.
I agree.
We picnic all the time at my house.
Like at your house?
Yeah, we'll eat in the front yard. I've got a little table out there.
The front yard?
Yeah.
We'll go to the park.
That's nothing but weird.
Eat outside at the park?
Mm-hmm.
But so, Dan, you're on team. You will swim in lake.
Oh, yeah. I also don't prefer it. But I'll go in a lake. But my thing is, once our pool gets so much full of algae and it's green, I'm just guessing it's algae. I don't know what's in there, but it's green.
That's probably algae.
Can we just throw a few fish in there and just act like it's the lake?
That's a great question, Dan.
It'd be a lot cheaper.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Save your money.
Go fly fishing.
Throw an octopus in there. Could you make your pool a saltwater pool?
That's not that uncommon.
Okay.
Okay.
But you're not following my whole thread here.
Okay.
So now you
stay with them.
Elevator pitch me.
So you're out of the chlorine game. You're a saltwater pool now.
Yeah.
And you get exotic saltwater fish, the colorful ones that are, the expensive ones at the pet store, including an octopus. And one of the reasons they say it's not a good reason to get an octopus for a pet is you're just limiting it. You're in this tiny, you know, aquarium. In fact, you have to buy an aquarium that's exceptionally big.
Right.
Big screen TV size or bigger for, you know, to at least allow the octopus some kind of freedom to move around.
But in this situation, you go out there and you hang out. Maybe
I'm putting it in the pool.
Yeah.
The saltwater pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You watch shows, you know. You bounce things off of him.
Well, no, now you're taking it to a ridiculous level. I'm being realistic. You get an octopus in the pool, you throw a few other things in there.
Fish.
I don't know. Fish, yeah, some shrimp, or... You could create your own coral reef.
Okay.
Because you got a pool heater, right? So now you kind of heat it up to the... however hot the Australian water is.
So what are we doing with this coral reef? Are we going to charge people admission?
No, you're
going to
swim in it.
Your own little aquarium?
Yeah, you're going to have your own thing. Like, if you owned one of those giant aquariums, like at SeaWorld, could you just swim in it on the reg?
I don't know.
I don't see why.
Wouldn't that
not
be cool? Yeah. Julie doesn't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
She's with me.
My one worry, though, would be about your octopus, because apparently when they get bored, they start to eat themselves.
Whoa.
Like, that's one of the reasons why you don't want to put it in a tank, and I don't know if the pool would be big enough for it to not be bored.
Is that... Boy, they're really smart.
I think, like, the most advanced thing that an animal could do is, when they get bored, commit suicide.
Just put me out of my misery?
Yeah. Like, they get it.
There's nothing here for me.
So anyways, because of the storms in the Suez Canal, no one has plumbing equipment in Dallas.
That's why you can't get a pool pump?
I was going to do this whole story, but just didn't really work because Dan had, like, a business pitch. There was... The post game to
I
him.
I liked his business.
So this,
pitch.
Having like a
yeah, this doesn't sound like
fart.
Somebody happy that they just got a $1 million idea.
Well, it's tough for me to be too jazzed up,
Julie.
After that fart,
we'll look back 1 year from now.
That was a big fart.
No, not about the fart. It'll be about the great idea I had. It's just like 1 year ago, if I told you to buy a Bitcoin
Disney.
Or mm-hmm. Disney stock yeah. or whatever, 1 year from now. When Elon Musk is announcing his new line of saltwater pools that come with an octopus when you buy it.
Pool yeah. aquariums.
Right, pool aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, man, I should have been in on that.
You know, that's going to do it. Huh? That's going to be the end of the 130 news.
Sounds like you're
Yay!
Just petering out.
He's perturbed
I feel like your energy
today.
Is low.
Well, I actually had some energy, and then I got farted on, and then diverted. Frankly.
Oh, he's upset.
Well, yeah. Not upset. I'm calling.
No, spot the lie. There's no lie in what he's saying.
It was a good octopus story, though. Give him that. We had fun.
So coming up next in Good Afternoon Football, hey, Deshaun, maybe sit the next couple plays out.